And then raked notes is something that I knew, but I never really used at all. And I'm going to stop the backing track in order to explain this one properly. A raked note is when you have other notes that are like other strings that are muted before you get to the target note. All right, I'll have to explain this. So I'm going to target the C at string 2, fret 13. All right, so you can find it. I'm going to play it with finger 3. All right, so make sure you got that first. String 2, fret 13, finger 3. Now, with finger 1, I'm going to rest my finger lightly on strings 5, 4, and 3 and play them in a rake fashion with the picking hand before I get to that note. You know? Now listen to the difference between just playing it and this. You know, doesn't have to be 3 notes below, it could be 2. Like put your finger only on the 4th and 3rd string before you play the 2nd string target note. Right? That's a rake. And usually it's easier when you're playing notes that are played with finger 2, 3, or 4. Like, for example, let's do finger 2 on string... let's do finger 2 on string 1, fret 12, okay? Finger 2, string 1, fret 12. That's your note. With your finger 1, you're going to... Now, try not to get any tone out of those notes that you're leading from. Just like a... You know, like a muted, you know, just the rhythmic aspect of it. And I think that extra sound is coming from my cheap little amp here, my practice amp. I'm not actually hitting another note. Careful of string noise on this. Now, the rake gets tougher when it's with finger 1. Let me demonstrate that. If you were to do finger 1... on string 2, fret 10, that's an A note. Now you have to take finger 2 and rest them on strings 5, 4, and 3. And then get it out of the way. And that can be a little harder. But listen to how it sounds in a line. Let me put that backing track back on. Of course, you don't want to overdo it, but it can sound really cool, like at the beginning or end of a phrase. Try it at the beginning of a phrase. Wait, hang on. So I was trying to end, both begin and end the phrase with a rake if I can. Let me do both here, ready? Wait, hang on.